and went quite deep into the wood. She walked all night long, and a great part of the next day, until she could go no further from weariness. Just then she saw a rough-looking hut, and going in she found a room with 6 little beds. But she dared not get into one, so crept under, and laying herself upon the hard earth, prepared to pass the night there. Just as the sun was setting, she heard a rustling, and saw 6 white swans coming flying in at the window. They settled on the ground and began blowing one another until they had blown all their feathers off, and the swans down slipped from them like a shirt. Then the maiden knew them at once for her brothers, and gladly crept out from under the bed, and the brothers were not less glad to see their sister, but their joy was of short duration. "Here, you must not stay," they said to her. "This is a robber's hiding place. If they should return and find you here, they would murder you." "Can you not protect me then?" inquired the sister. "No," they replied, "for we can only lay aside our swan's feathers for 1/4 of an hour each evening, and for that time we regain our human form. But afterwards we resume our changed appearance." Their sister.